Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A new United Nations report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror and of employing a scorched earth policy against the civilian population. Lisa Schlein has details.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. During the period of the report from April to September 2015, the UN recorded 1,300 reported rapes in oil-rich Unity State alone. The report says sexual assaults are carried out with extreme brutality. It finds girls and women of all ages are subjected to multiple gang rapes. Some are then killed, while others are abducted and held in sexual slavery as so-called wives for soldiers in barracks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN Security Council has endorsed a call from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people that they're sent to protect. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. UN mission in the Central African Republic was the subject of most of the allegations. U.S. General John Campbell says the Afghan Air Force will reach necessary strength levels, will not make it there until 2020. Campbell, who's just ended his command of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, says some aircraft procured for the force will not arrive until 2018. This is VOA News. Russian officials are complaining, they did so on Friday, that they have been frustrated in the repeated efforts to get information about the mysterious death of Mikhail Lesin, a former aide to President Vladimir Putin whose battered body was found in a Washington hotel room 4 months ago. News of the development in Lesin's case broke when police in Washington said his death was caused by head injury. Still no word whether it was an accident or he was murdered. Former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan was remembered with both laughter and tears on Friday by 1,000 who were invited to attend her funeral at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Mrs. Reagan, who was 94 years old, died of heart failure in Bel Air, California, on Sunday. Her son, Ron Reagan, spoke about his mother and his father, President Ronald Reagan, and their well-known close relationship throughout a 42-year marriage.
In her later years, after my father had gone, she used to ask me whether I thought she would be with him again when she died. I'm not a believer in the supernatural, but I always assured her that wherever Dad had gone, she was surely going to go there too.
Besides Ron Reagan and his sister Patty Davis, Nancy Reagan is survived by a stepson, Michael, who Ronald Reagan adopted during his first marriage to actress Jane Wyman. Current First Lady Michelle Obama represented the White House at Friday services, along with many others, including Caroline Kennedy, former President George W. Bush, former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Rosalynn Carter. Actors Tom Selleck and Bo Derek were there, along with singers Johnny Mathis and Wayne Newton, among the Hollywood elite. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump canceled a rally in Chicago in an arena there on Friday night after thousands of protesters converged on the venue and clashed with Trump supporters. Here's a spokesman for the Trump campaign.
Mr. Trump just arrived in Chicago and, after meeting with law enforcement, has determined that for the safety of all the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed until another day. Thank you very much for your attendance, and please go in peace.
Police say no arrests were made and no injuries were reported. Earlier in the day, former Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson endorsed Trump, saying he and Trump have buried the hatchet after months of political wrangling. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.